you to go on. Let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only want to dance. I only want to dance. I only want to dance.
That's Brett Young, and this is Phil Neal. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow night with Oldie Rock and Roll on Those Were the Days.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's news at noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 48 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis must either step down from the Georgia election interference case involving Donald Trump and co-defendants, or have the special prosecutor she admitted to having a personal relationship with leave that case. A judge today issuing his ruling, saying Willis's relationship with Nathan Wade presents the perception of a possible conflict of interest. ABC's Olivia Rubin says both sides can appeal.
There is a question about what happens to the case on appeal. Does it get stayed again, which could feed right back into Donald Trump's goal of this case, which is to delay, delay, delay. So already talk of an appeal on the ground in Georgia just moments after this ruling hit.
The U.S. and G7 allies warning Iran that if it moves ahead to provide ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, Western countries will add new sanctions. And at least three people are dead after an outbreak of tornadoes swept through Logan County, Ohio, just north of Dayton. This is ABC News. 4 years since the official start of the pandemic, and there's another assessment out about where the virus might have originated.
The debate about the origins of COVID-19 have been going on since the pandemic began, but there's been no definitive answer. The FBI has said it thinks a leak from the Wuhan, China virology lab was to blame. A different declassified intelligence report said no, the Wuhan wet market was more likely the culprit. Now a new report published in the journal Society for Risk Analysis, which looked at all the evidence we have so far, says a leak from the Wuhan lab cannot be ruled out. According to the World Health Organization, COVID-19 has been responsible for more than 3 million deaths around the globe.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Best Buy is recalling about 187,000 Insignia air fryers and air fry ovens sold in the U.S., saying they could possibly overheat, causing handles or glass doors to break and posing fire and burn risks. Those units sold at Best Buy stores nationwide between November 2021 through 23. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs. Signs from talented people.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and mild conditions this afternoon with a high of 56. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 36. And tomorrow, partly sunny and rather breezy with a high of 52. In Richland Center, we have light northerly winds, and after a low this morning of 30, it's 48 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Good afternoon. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Four U.S. senators are urging the Biden administration to release emergency funding to repair the bridge connecting Crawford County to Iowa over the Mississippi River. Both senators from Wisconsin and Iowa wrote a letter to federal officials seeking funds to repair the Lansing Bridge, which was closed on February 25th after two piers shifted due to construction on its replacement bridge. Iowa DOT officials said repairs will take up to 2 months. The senators wrote that over 2,200 people rely on the bridge each day and that detours are over an hour long. Beginning Monday, water taxis will be taking people across, with each trip lasting about 30 minutes. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has been recognized for exceptional patient experience. The hospital recently received the 2024 Outstanding Patient Experience Award from HealthGrades. To determine recipients, HealthGrades evaluates hospitals on their performance on 10 patient experience measures. This includes categories such as recommendation to family and friends, communication with staff, and discharge information. This achievement puts SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo in the top 15% of eligible U.S. hospitals. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is joined by several other SSM Health hospitals in Wisconsin, including St. Mary's Hospital, Madison Monroe Hospital, and St. Agnes Hospital, Fond du Lac. 7th District Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany was among those voting this week for a bill that would require social media app TikTok to be sold or banned in the U.S.
In my judgment, it's a national security issue, and that's how the bill was written. And I voted yes on that bill. So it wasn't meant to deny speech. It was to make sure that you don't have an organization that is a national security threat to Americans.
Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher has advocated for the bill, and the other four Wisconsin Republicans voted for the bill, which passed the House. Wisconsin Democrats Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore voted against. The bill is now ready for Senate action. If it passes there, President Joe Biden says he'll sign it. A ruling by the Wisconsin Supreme Court is raising the bar for religions to show that their charity arms deserve tax exemptions. The state Supreme Court Thursday rejected a Catholic Charities Organization's claim that it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes because it's a religious operation. The Superior-based Catholic Charities Bureau manages nonprofit organizations that serve older, disabled, and poor people. A judge ruled earlier that the Bureau and four sub-entities operate for religious purposes. That triggered a clause that exempts them from having to pay taxes that support unemployment benefits. The state Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that the Bureau and sub-entities are obligated to pay those taxes. Among the many bills not taken up by the Wisconsin legislature this session, one creating a task force on missing and murdered African-American women and girls. In a press release, bill author Representative Sheila Stubbs said she's appalled that it failed to get a state Senate vote. The Madison Democrat testified at a recent Senate committee hearing where it received unanimous support. The bill was modeled on the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force in the State Department of Justice. Stubbs promised to reintroduce the measure in the next session. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists say the current system leaves EV owners with very few places to charge their vehicles when they could recharge at all different kinds of places. Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go. It could be a gas station. It could be a grocery store or a restaurant.
Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build a network of fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. Richland Center voters will have the chance to engage with mayoral candidates Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley in a series of question and answer sessions hosted by the community group, Economic Equity Now. The sessions aim to provide you with an opportunity to meet and interact with the candidates ahead of the April 2nd mayoral election. Each candidate will have their own session at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center from 4:30 to 5:30 in the meeting room downstairs. Coppernall's session will be held this Monday, with Tepley scheduled for Tuesday. You will have the opportunity to engage directly with Coppernall and Tepley, gaining insights into their platforms, priorities, and visions for the city's future. Residents can find more information about the election, including details about their ballot and polling location, at myvote.wi.gov. Economic Equity Now also plans to host sessions in the near future with candidates for the 3rd Congressional District, currently represented by Derek Van Orden. The group said they will seek to hold additional forums about topics of concern to the community in the future as well. Economic Equity Now is a grassroots community group dedicated to advocating for economic fairness and empowering citizens to participate in the political process. The organization believes that access to information is crucial for making informed decisions that contribute to a healthy and vibrant community. Its vision encompasses ensuring that the economy works for everyone, advocating for fair taxation, and promoting access to living wages for all working Americans. Economic Equity Now emphasizes the importance of citizens exercising their political power to influence government policies that benefit the community as a whole. The group was started out of education sessions held by the Great Economy Project, a a project of the Patriotic Millionaires, a nonpartisan 501c4 tax-exempt organization. The Great Economy Project seeks to empower working people to demand an economy that prioritizes their financial well-being and provides opportunities for prosperity regardless of a political affiliation. Residents interested in learning more about economic equity now can join their Facebook group, visit their page on americandeciders.com/richland-center-team, or contact them via email at economicequitynow@gmail.com. The organization welcomes new members and holds regular meetings, with the next scheduled meeting set for Thursday, April 4th at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The original cost has gone up and parking spaces at the ballpark will be reduced. The DOT has announced that the cost of widening I-94 between 16th and 70th Streets is expected to increase, now projected to cost around $1.7 billion. That's half a billion dollar more than expected. The widening of I-94 may also result in a reduction in parking spaces at American Family Field. There's talk of putting in a parking ramp to replace the lost spaces. I-94 construction is expected to start late next year. It's a busy St. Pat's weekend around the area this weekend. Those stories are next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Baskerville. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Baskerville. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
It's 49 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The Richland Center Intermediate School will host its second annual St. Patrick's Day 5K run walk today at the Richland Center Intermediate School. Registration will begin at 4:30, with the walk starting at 5 and the run beginning at 5:20. Cost to participate is free, but donations will be accepted to benefit a scholarship program and Southwest Community Players in memory of Lance Maloney. Everyone is welcome to participate. Celebrate an early spring with the NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team. The team will host its annual Daffodil Days and Spring Craft Fair this Saturday at a new location. This year's event will be held in the downstairs of the Ramada White House in Richland Center. Lorna Maxwell is a member of the team.
In the past, we've had it at the Phoenix Center, and we ran out of room, so we needed a bigger site, which is awesome for having more vendors. So this year, we've moved it. They will also have food there from their restaurant, and drinks and green beer, if anybody's interested in green beer.
The craft fair will feature a variety of items to purchase.
We have some awesome vendors. Some are new and some have been here before. It's always nice to have some new ones bring in something different and try to balance it out, you know, so you don't have 50 of this and none of that or whatever. So I think it's a nice list of vendors.
Team member Carol Moon said that fresh cut daffodils will also be available for purchase.
We're also doing daffodil days, which we normally have done uptown at the bakery. But since spring, the first day of spring is close to the spring craft fair, we're going to have our table for the fresh cut daffodils. And they're $10 for a bunch. And you can pick those up that day from our table. So it's another fundraiser within a fundraiser.
The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team's annual Daffodil Days and Spring Craft Fair will be held tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the Ramada White House in Richland Center. Well, parade season kicks off this weekend. The 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will be held Saturday at 1. Parade lineup will begin at the Village Hall. And a euchre tournament will be held following the parade in Avoca at the Avoca Community Building. Sign-up will be at 2, with the tournament to follow at 2:30. The Ithaca Lions Club is holding a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Arlene Alvin this Sunday at the Ithaca High School Commons. Alvin is fighting a courageous battle with cancer.
Last year in June, during a routine colonoscopy, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. They did some further scans right away at Richland Center, and it showed that it had metastasized to the liver. So they referred me then to the UW Carbone Center, where I underwent more testing, after which they got the results back from that. They came up with a treatment plan. The treatment plan included chemotherapy every 2 weeks for 6 months. That ended in December. After the chemo was over, 5 weeks later, I had surgery to remove the tumors that were in my colon and liver. They successfully could remove 9 out of 10 in the liver. The 10th one, I had to go back in for an ablation. As of right now, everything looks like it's good. Everything was removed with good margins and everything. And we're just waiting for, they're going to do some more scans at the end of 3 months, which will be at the end of May.
Cost of the meal is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and preschoolers eat free. The meal includes pancakes, ham, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and white or chocolate milk. There will also be a bake sale and a silent auction, which feature many great items. Teresa Sander is a longtime friend of Arlene, who is helping with the event.
We've got some great donations. We have a load of gravel. We have a septic tank pumping. We got 2 meat bundles. We have a barn quilt. We're going to have 2 brewer packages. We have 2 small bicycles with helmets. We have a set of 16 Ben Franklin half-dollar silver coin set. 2 Adirondack chairs, a Jordan Love autographed jersey. We have numerous gift certificates, gift baskets. We even have a certificate for a stay at a local Airbnb. We are so thankful for all the businesses and the individuals for their generous donations and support. We're just looking for everyone to come and support Arlene and her husband, Brian, and everything that they've been through.
Arlene Alvin and her husband are very grateful for the support received.
My husband, Brian, and myself would like to thank everyone, businesses and individuals who have been generously donating for the auction and for the support during the whole time since June. It's been really nice. It's unbelievable what kind of community we live in.
The Ithaca Lions Club Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for Arlene Alvin will be held this Sunday from 7 until 12:30. At the Ithaca High School Commons. If anyone would like to donate to the bake sale and or silent auction, call Gina Lorenz at 608-604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 608-495-0919. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with percussionist Peter Naughton Sunday. Naughton is also a composer and educator. He is a versatile performer specializing in jazz keyboard improvisation, contemporary chamber music, and steel pan. His music blends the aesthetics of contemporary classical works with the melodic and harmonic sensibilities of commercial music. The Richland Concert Association will bring Peter Naughton to Richland Center Sunday to perform at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Cost of admission for adults is $15 or by season ticket. Students will be admitted free. Enjoy this St. Patrick's Day safely. AAA is activating Tow to Go for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day weekend in hopes that partygoers do not press their luck by driving impaired. When someone calls Tow to Go, AAA dispatches a tow truck to transport the would-be impaired driver and their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. Since its inception, this life-saving program has removed more than 30,000 impaired drivers from the road. The service is free for anyone, yet AAA asks that it be treated as a last resort. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, St. Patrick's Day is one of the deadliest holidays on U.S. roadways. In 2020, more than 11,000 people died in drunk driving crashes. Those deaths could have been avoided if the impaired drivers found a safe ride home instead of driving drunk. Tow to Go will be provided from 6 tonight through 6 o'clock Monday morning. The confidential service is free and available to AAA members and non-members. For service, call 8552-TOW-2-GO or 855-286-9246. Please note, appointments cannot be scheduled in advance. It is designed as a safety net for those that did not plan ahead. Always choose a designated driver before celebrating. Nominations are open for the 2024 Governor's Service Awards. The Governor's Service Awards honor outstanding national service members, volunteers, and programs. Those honored by these awards will have made significant contributions to Wisconsin through their service, with their generous service impacting the lives of countless Wisconsinites. Awards will recognize outstanding national service by individuals and programs serving through AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, and the impact volunteers make throughout the state by honoring a Volunteer of the Year from multiple categories of volunteer service. Nominations for the awards are due Monday, with the 2024 nomination form and information available on the Serve Wisconsin website at servewisconsin.wi.gov/governors-service-awards. The awards ceremony will be held Wednesday, May 15th at the Green Lake Conference Center. Today's winner of $100 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Cheryl Winger of Richland Center on ticket number 328. It's 50 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 50 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75 of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Jack Stevens is survived by his wife, Julie, three sons, Shannon and Nikki, Eric and Christopher and Jamie, two daughters, Tiffany and Steve, and Kelly and Brad, 10 grandchildren, brothers Dick and Deb, Tom and Julie, Jim and Deb, Den and Tim, a sister, Julie and Bobby, and numerous nieces and nephews. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75 of Spring Green. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center Monday from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Dosh is survived by his brother, Dennis and Marge Dosh, three sisters, Janet and Arden Olson, Betty and Steve Morrell, and Ruth Scott. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46 of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie Andrada Williams is survived by her husband Sam, five children, Jordan and Patty Andrada, Tressa Williams, Asia Williams, Samuel Williams Jr., and Kaiser Williams, three stepchildren, Thomas Larson, Alex Larson, and Dalton Johnson, parents Antonio and Peggy Andrada, mother-in-law Marlene Williams, brothers Anthony Andrada and Casey Andrada, brothers and sisters-in-law Marietta Holler, Arnold and Teresa Williams, Geneva and Dale Sittig, Phyllis and Dave Rosalowski, Matt Williams and Janae Rote, Jimmy Williams, and Alice Williams. Many aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews, and special friend Lindsay Schrammick. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46 of Richland Center. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dwayne Thomas is survived by his wife Pearl, five children, Carla and Harold Frymiller, Daniel and Sue Thomas, Hollis Thomas, Carita and Gregory Phillips, and Colleen Thomas and Richard. Six grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 12 or two sisters, Shirley Lewis and Sally Ross, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 23rd at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, March 23rd, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jerry Felton is survived by her husband, Marvin, four children, Rhonda and Henry Kaiser and Terry Hamilton, all of Delavan, Travis Campbell of Viola, and Benin, BJ and Ashley Karsten of Rogers, Arizona. Two stepchildren, Cindy Lou and Fred Franks of Westby, and Debbie Parrish of Muscadet. 10 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 3 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Dwayne and Susie Wallace of West Lima, sister, Donna Gillingham and Neil Mahoney of Richland Center, brothers-in-law, Melvin and Linda Felton and Earl Felton, all of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Gail Wallace of Cherry Valley, Mary Ann Wallace of Lafarge, and Nancy Felton of Richland Center, an uncle, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, 2 flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10 count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64 ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup, healthy request, pub style and classic, $1.99 each. Classico pasta sauce, Italian sausage and peppers and onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean morning combos and Hormel breakfast combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean sage flavored pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since City Planning, Zoning, and Council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
A couple of reminders from the WRCO newsroom. The weight limit ban on roads in the town of Henrietta has been lifted, and the Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed Monday through Thursday from 6:30 to 4:30 until further notice. The closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network.
Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Hope you're enjoying the abundant sunshine today across the region. With high pressure in control, temperatures still relatively mild for this time of the year. Of course, the average high is generally in the mid-40s in mid-March around here, and we're running a good 10 degrees above that. It'll still be above normal tomorrow, but a strong cold front moving through by late tomorrow will usher in some air from northern Canada, so it's going to feel more winter-like on Sunday. In fact, a few snow showers are expected in northern and eastern parts of our state into lower and upper Michigan as well, behind that cold blast. It won't last too long, though. Things will moderate upward toward the middle of next week. Not to the levels that we've seen over the past few weeks, but still getting several degrees above normal. There's signs of a weak weather system moving through the region toward Wednesday or Thursday of next week, which might bring us some light precipitation, and the pattern could be fairly active for that last 10 days of the month. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid-50s, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, low at 36. Westerly wind between 10 and 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny and quite breezy with a high of 52. West-northwest wind 12 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly, low in the mid-20s. Sunday, partly sunny, blustery, and colder than normal, high at 37. Northwest wind between 12 and 25. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy, still cool, low at 18 degrees, high at 37. Tuesday, partly sunny and milder, low 23 with a high at 48. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light rain, possibly mixed with some snow early in the morning, then again at night, low 26 with highs in the mid-40s. And Thursday, variably cloudy, small chance of light rain and snow showers, low near 29 with a high of 46 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 54, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 50. The record high for this date set in 2012 is 77. The record low for below was set in 1997. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 24. Sunset today will be at 7:07 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:12. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 2 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.15 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new tweak to the Federal Packers and Stockyards Act. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A new rule is set to begin to clean up the Federal Packers and Stockyards Act. The rule's official title is Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
It's going to help producers receive protection against packers, swine contractors, and live poultry dealers who may be trying to terminate them on a pretext. For example, claiming that a poultry termination is on animal welfare grounds, or perhaps refusing to deal with someone because they say their cattle quality is poor when it's not.
Vilsack says the rule spells out practices that discriminate against farmers. It also prohibits false or misleading statements or omissions in producer contracts. He says the rule resulted as part of the Biden administration's executive order on promoting competition.
The president has repeatedly said that fair and competitive markets have been a cornerstone of the American economy and need to remain so. This is going to help producers and growers who have become increasingly vulnerable to a range of practices that unjustly exclude them from economic opportunity and disadvantage them and undermine market integrity in the livestock and poultry industry.
The rule is being placed in the public register and takes effect 60 days later. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aters and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aters and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
The lack of a farm bill might impact your taxes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The American Farm Bureau Federation says tax reform in 2025 could be more complicated if Congress fails to pass a farm bill this year. Ryan Yates tells Brownfield.
We're not looking forward to having those two issues overlap in the next Congress, but if that's what Congress chooses to do, so be it. We'll be there to tell our story.
Tax policy could return to 2017 levels if the Tax Cut and Jobs Act expires. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance says he wants to protect farmland succession from the death tax.
But I think a lot of the debate about the death tax is fundamentally, are you trying to force family farms to liquidate in order to pay their taxes? Or do we want to preserve this family farm dynamic where one generation supports the next generation and really builds a tradition of farming?
A new Economic Research Service report estimates total federal estate taxes for farms could more than double to $1.2 billion without updated provisions. ERS says total federal estate taxes for all taxable farm estates are protected at $572 million in 2026. Farm Bureau says farmers will face a more than $9 billion tax increase in 2026 between increased income tax liability and the increased estate tax liability. Brownfield spoke with Yates and Vance during the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation's county president's trip in Washington, D.C. A group of U.S. senators have sent a letter to the Biden administration asking them to start negotiating new trade deals. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman says agriculture has more exports than imports, but that wasn't true last year.
This year, the trade deficit will be bigger than last year. So that indicates to me that we're not doing a very good job of creating the markets that we need.
Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa says it doesn't matter which trade deal the administration pursues, but the U.S. should be considering trade with different countries.
We are losing out on opportunities, and that's why we have partnered together with many others to represent our ag interests, our manufacturing bases, and getting additional trade agreements considered.
The letter was signed by several other Republican U.S. senators from Tennessee, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Kansas, South Dakota, and Indiana. Iowa's Department of Natural Resources says a 1,500-ton liquid nitrogen fertilizer spill into a river has now reached Missouri. Cleanup efforts are continuing along the East Nishnabota River. The spill was discovered early Monday at New Cooperative in Red Oak, Iowa. USDA reports a sale of 125,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there is a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved. An active start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a solid round of direct cash cattle trade underway. Live deals in the South are at $186, a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Deals in Nebraska are at $298 dress, below most of Thursday's business, but still $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals in Nebraska are reported at $187 to $188. Asking prices for what's left on show list are firm at $187 plus live in the South and $300 dressed in the North. Look for at least a little more business to take place before the end of the day. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 74 cents at $3.11.52. Select is 66 cents higher at $3.02.35. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers under 800 pounds are $5 to $8 higher. Steers over 800 pounds are $2 to $5 higher. Heifers under 850 pounds were unevenly steady, and heifers over 850 pounds were $2 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was good with buyers in-house and online. The bulk of cattle were coming out of grow yards. Medium and large one feeder steers, 801 to 847 pounds, brought 249.50 to 260.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 802 to 844 pounds, brought 226 to $230. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been aggressive all this week in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork is strong on the global market and has seen a boost domestically. Both provide some price support. Bears and gilts at the National Daily up 79 cents with a weighted average of 80.74. The Iowa Minnesota is $1.83 higher with a weighted average of 81.78. And the Western Corn Belt's up $1.34 with a weighted average of 81.29. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $58. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $49 to $61. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. Pork values were higher at midday, up 94 cents at $94.19. Butts were sharply higher. Picnics, loins, and hams were also higher. Bellies were lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Soybeans are lower, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insight from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are down. They were unable to hold on to gains yesterday, and there is additional pressure from a lower move in meal. Soybean oil's up on good global vegetable oil demand expectations. May beans are down 2.25 to 11.93. July's 2.75 lower at 12.07. On adjusting product spreads, May bean meal's down $2.70 at $334.50. May soybean oil is up 53 points at $48.92. Corn is modestly higher, unknown, about 125,000 tons of old crop today, following up on Thursday's purchase of 110,000 tons by Mexico. South American crop conditions are mixed, with a better chance of rain in Brazil this coming week against a decline in ratings for Argentina. May corn's up 1.25 at 435, and July's now 1.25 higher at 447.5. And wheat is down today. Dry conditions have been an issue in parts of the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region, potentially causing some stress. Russia and Ukraine continue to have an export price advantage, limiting demand for U.S. wheat. May Chicago's 4.75 lower at 527.5. May Kansas City's down 11 at 563.75. May Minneapolis is 7.25 lower at 648. Live and feeder cattle are up, watching the rest of the week's direct business develop, mostly a dollar higher than a week ago on the live basis and up 4 for dressed. April live's 15 higher at 187.10, June's up 5 at 183.42. April feeders are 92 higher at 252.10, and May's up $1.07 at 255.90. And hogs are supported by cash and wholesale business. April lean's up 212 at 87.15. June's 87 higher at 82.30. The U.S. dollar index is up. The Dow's down about 235 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Sorghum can help address food insecurity issues. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Sorghum is a nutrient-rich cereal grain that is low in fat but high in protein, fiber, B vitamins, and micronutrients. And because it is drought tolerant, it can be useful in addressing global food insecurity. Nate Bloom is with the Nebraska Grain Sorghum Board.
In regard to climate security, though, sorghum itself uses about a third of the water of maize, for example, of corn. Some millets use as much as a tenth of the water. And not only that, but because they're members of the Poaceae grass family largely, what that means is when there is a drought, you'll see the sorghum or millet plants go kind of brown, and go dormant. But when you get some water on them, they perk up. And while that will affect the yield, at least you will have a yield. Whereas recently when I was in Kenya, in northwest Kenya, the West Pokot area in particular, which is very arid, I got to tell you, I saw a lot of cornfields that, that were not going to produce anything this year. So it's a question of, you know, having a place, right? Like what fits the best in these places? And it's not always grains that we think of here in the U.S.
The sorghum belt runs from South Dakota to South Texas, and the crop is typically grown on dryland acres. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business.